It's Angela Yee, and I love to travel. My friends in the U.S. Virgin Islands and I are inviting you to experience their beautiful islands of St. Thomas, St. Croix, and St. John. USVI is one of my favorite places. If you're traveling from the U.S., you don't even need a passport. I love the food, the people, the culture, and the beaches. Gorgeous. Go to visit USVI.com to plan your next vacation. Visit USVI.com. I'm headed to Carnival in St. Thomas in May. I cannot wait. USVI, naturally in rhythm.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique two-in-one product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up? It's Way Up with Angela Yee. I'm Angela Yee, and my guy Royce the 5'9" is here with me.
Yes, yes, yes.
And
thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, well, do you want to introduce? Is this your artist? You manage him? Is it like,
this is my nephew.
Okay,
this is my nephew Nissan.
Nissan.
Hello.
Hello. But Nissan, what's the connection though? Like as far as management, I know you have your thing going on, label, all of that.
Well, let me tell you how it started. So my studio, Heaven Studios, you heard of it, mm-hmm. in Detroit. I made it kind of like a hub for the younger guys to come in and develop. And he was one of the guys that was around. He just happens to be my nephew. And he also just happens to be the son of one of our prominent legends. I can't even put into words how important he is to the city. R.I.P. Proof. Mm-hmm. So if you look at his face, he has the exact same face.
It's just like him. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the connection there. So this is my baby. You know what I mean? So
he's way taller than you.
He's way taller
than
me.
Way taller than
he probably could take me, but I'm never going to try him. So
big money.
Yeah,
you know, so, and actually, I love Proof. Like, I knew Proof personally also.
Oh, really?
When I was on Shade 45, he used to call in coming from the casino with his mom.
Yeah.
Like when the show started, he was leaving the casino. And he would just call in like to check in while he was with your grandmother, his mom,
yeah,
at the time. But I've been on tour with them.
Wow.
Yeah. So he definitely was one of my favorite people, like, mm-hmm, when, man, he was alive. And we've had some crazy moments, you know, on the road, being on tour in Vegas. But he always was the type of person who really held it down. Everyone liked him.
Yeah, mm-hmm, man. It's so crazy how many like people he reached and just was like such a character to. I find it so amazing. Mm-hmm. That's crazy that you knew him and like
all over the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, mm-hmm, you know, I used to work for Eminem,
right,
and then,
right, right,
and be on Shade 45. And so, and I know your dad also was in a group with J Dilla, too.
Yep.
At one point, so. Mm-hmm.
He was in a group with me, too.
Well, yeah.
we were called the Head Shrinkers. Did I ever tell you that?
No.
You didn't know that?
The Head Shrinkers?
Yeah, we never made any music like under that group name, but yeah.
Okay.
That was like his thing. He just make groups with people.
So wait, you guys made a group but didn't make any music.
Yeah, but it was way back in the Ebony Showcase
the
days.
Shrinkers. I want to know what the thinking was when y'all was sitting down, like, what's a good name for the group?
Yo, who came up with that title, Kino? Was it Hussein? Oh. West Side Hussein? Or you don't remember that?
No, but it sounds crazy.
The Head Shrinkers. I was thinking to myself, I don't really like the name, but all right.
Yeah,
we can do
it.
Yeah, we just talking.
I rock with it.
Just talking, yeah.
pre-pause.
Yeah. Way back in the day.
And Nassan, for you, do you prefer, like, when you think about it, would you like to be in a group, or would you prefer being a solo artist?
I tried the group thing. It's not for me, because I'm so vision strong, and I'm weird about controlling other people's, like, journeys or, like, the entire creative idea. So I'd rather just, like, steer my own ship. So, like, I like the solo thing. Mm-hmm. Prefer that.
To me, that's his biggest strength, like his ability to maintain quality control.
Okay.
And, the way that he sees the vision from point A all the way to Z. You know, he shoots his own videos. He edits them himself. He does everything himself. Everything that we weren't able to do back when I was his age because of technology. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So, like,
isn't that amazing?
The
fact that you don't even have to own a studio. It used to be so tough off, to like record.
The things that he's able to pull off visually, it would literally cost $250,000, $300,000 back in the day.
When you were saying like one of your videos was like $500,000.
You're like, what? I could do that for $1,000.
Yeah, I'm like, that's crazy.
That was nothing. That was just standard.
Which video was $500,000?
Rock City.
Okay.
Rock City, because we did some stuff in post production that costed a lot of money back then.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it? People used to spend like $1,000,000 on videos mm-hmm. back mm-hmm. now. Yeah. That's unheard of. That's like
those Dave Myers videos and all of that.
And Hype Williams.
Yep. Hype Williams. Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I remember because I used to work with Wu-Tang, and I think when they did Triumph
yeah.
that video was
all
$1 million.
The bees.
And they were like, why did we spend $1,000,000 on a video?
That was the move back then. That was the wave back
then. And people like to say that, like, this video was $1,000,000.
Yeah, you can't spend $1 million and not say it.
$1 million.
Now, of course, we're also talking about 313 Day while we're here, which is a big day mm-hmm. in Detroit. Yes. What exactly is, I know it's the area code, but where did 313 Day even originate from?
I have no idea.
Like, why did they even start that?
Does anybody in here know? Because I'd like to know.
It's the only place. Yeah, just a celebration of Detroit. So what are the plans for 313 Day? I know we're here to talk about this collaboration.
Yeah, I'll probably go to the game.
I'll be there.
Yeah, I'm going to help curate some events because, you know, I have a partnership with the Detroit Pistons. That's another thing that I'm here to speak about.
Mm-hmm.
I've been appointed a position. I can't say exactly what the position is yet, right, Kino?
Okay.
Yeah, so we're coming together, and there's going to be a whole bunch of initiatives, but right now the focus is 313 Day and this collaboration
that I did
with them for Jay Dilla.
Yes.
To honor Jay Dilla.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
And
I like that.
I actually brought one for you.
Oh, yay. Okay, because I know this drops on 313 Day on March 13th.
Them.
You can get
them.
It online.
I said she's a fly girl, so I got to have one.
I got on my Brooklyn Nets today, but I'll wear this too on 313 Day because I'll be at the game. I'm going to wear this to the game. On that particular
perfect.
Day.
Perfect.
So that was your thinking to do that collab with Jay Dilla, this merch collab. It's a capsule collection.
Yeah, they were looking for something to do to honor Dilla.
Mm-hmm.
And we all came together and was like, how about we do like a merch capsule?
You know,
so we did six pieces. We did three t-shirts, three hoodies, and two different hats.
Mm-hmm.
So this one
that's going to sell out.
We have.
Yeah, for sure.
These you only can get in the arena and on the site, which is Pistons. You don't have to whisper, bro. Pistons313shop.com. You can get it there. And this, I was the art director on this one in particular.
Okay.
So I'm very proud of this one.
It looks good. I like it. I like the color, too. It's like a different type of color. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like a, I don't know what would you call it.
It's like
you a fashion guy.
You a fashion guy.
Yeah, let's go with that.
So we real proud of this one. And plus, too, just the estate, Dilla's estate, you know what I mean? Trusting me to oversee something so his legacy,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's an honor.
I've had some of those Dilla donuts.
Mm-hmm.
Those
mm-hmm.
donuts are amazing.
I was just telling him about that spot. Yeah,
I didn't know he had a donut shop. I got to go.
Yeah. They taste, I mean, those were amazing donuts. I'm not going to lie, I be thinking about it sometimes. I want some Dilla donuts. Now, have you ever had a chance, Nassan, to rap on a Dilla beat?
I have not. That would be crazy, though. Yeah. They got some just...
It was zillions floating around.
Yeah.
I feel like that might be nice for... Is your project all the way done? I know it's coming out next month.
It's like, we're making like a few little minor tweaks, but for the most part, it's pretty much done, yep.
And it's still called Era 404?
Yep, Era 404, yep. Dropping like April 25th? April 25th, yeah.
April 25th is the official date?
Yep.
Okay,
How are you with being patient? Because I know that you've been working on things for a few years now, like 3 or 4 years, but how is that for you? Because I know you're probably like, come on, let's go.
Yeah, I'd be like, Garrett over here is just like, You know what I'm saying? Because, yeah, I be wanting to, like, just go, go, go. But I'm realizing, because I'm just not getting this, that, like, a lot of stuff take, like, Royce tells me all the time, too, is just, like, line your ducks up in a row and, like, make sure that all the shots that you shoot are going to hit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm becoming more patient day by day. I have to. So, yeah.
I think that On the Radar freestyle probably really had you, like, I need to do something.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, man. Yeah, after, like, just seeing all the attention from now, I'm like, yo, what's next? We got to go. We got to go. We got to go. Just eyes. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. But, no, I got a great team, these guys, and they keep me in line as far as that. Yeah.
Now, I do have to ask you, in that freestyle, when you ripped that picture of Cordae, what was that about? I'm curious, because I was like, is there...
Nah, you know what's so funny? Bro, I don't even got no problem with dude. I actually like him as a person. It's something I picked on him, like, a few years ago, and then, like, my fans was just, like, they loved it, so I just kept doing it. It's like an inside joke, but I told myself, like, dang, that's messed up. That's mean. I'm probably going to stop. So shout out to Cordae, though.
Cordae just minding his business.
Yeah, exactly.
I know you were talking about the YBN movement previously.
Yeah, exactly,
so it's more about the movement and...
Right. It's just more so, though, it's rooted in competition. It's not like no, like, weird beef, like, yo, when I see you.
It's not personal.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's none of that. It's just more so that it's competitive sport.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did he ever hit you like, bro, what did I do? Like,
No. We'll talk one day.
He probably at the studio ripping a picture of you.
Yeah, it was probably, yeah.
And that, because Royce, you have a good a relationship with Cordae also.
I love Cordae.
Yeah.
I love Cordae. If I didn't know that he was so emotionally, he's very emotionally intelligent. You know what I mean? So that's why I didn't think anything of it. And you know how rappers are when they're young. I was the same way.
Yeah.
I was doing more than ripping pictures up.
Yes, you were. And the whole crew was.
Yes,
okay. You guys were going at it. Do you feel like nowadays when it comes to hip hop, we had this conversation at work. Some people, T.I. was talking about how it's oversaturated and too many people have access to make music. Or do you think it's a good thing that people can now not even have to have a studio or a machine behind them?
I think access comes with a price. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I definitely think the oversaturation, you're going to pay on some level for that. But there are upsides to it. You know what I mean? There are a lot of advantages that these guys have by having that kind of access. The only thing I don't understand is a generation with so much information at their fingertips and so much access to information, this seems like the generation with the least amount of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
On, like, the business and just things in general, but...
And even, like, maybe sometimes the history of hip-hop, too.
Yeah, yeah.
And artists that came before them.
They're the rewriters.
What's up? It's Angela Yee. And if you know me, you know I have several businesses. Well, one of them had closed down for a little while, but we just reopened it. And that is my juice bar. It's called Nourish Spot BK. And as soon as we reopened, we were really on the clock to find people who can make juices, sandwiches, acai bowls. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/wayup. Maybe you see the perfect candidate. Well, ZipRecruiter's invite to apply feature lets you cut the line. You can invite your top choices to apply, and you can even encourage them to apply sooner. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/wayup. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/wayup. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. One of the most important things is having our voices represent us. And that's why Black representation in media means so much to me and also to the Black community. When things happen with current events and entertainment and politics, it is so important that we are speaking for ourselves and not have other people place a narrative on us and who we are and to tell those stories from our point of view. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They want to rewrite everything. They want to, you see what I mean? Like, they want to be the first of their kind. So, I mean, it has its upsides and its downsides. I just love watching it evolve.
And Nassan, for you, I know you have a good relationship with Paul Rosenberg, Eminem's manager, too. He told me about you a long time ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he said you were really dope. So what type of guidance is there? Is there anything that you might want to do as far as that?
Well, like with just Paul in general?
Yeah.
I'm down. I'm game for whatever. You know what I'm saying? I think it took me time to grow, though. Like, when Paul first discovered me, I was just like somebody who was just like really good at rapping. Mm-hmm. But I didn't have myself figured out. And I think like now more so I understand who I am, just like not only as an artist, but just as a person. And there's more to steer and guide now. So it's like now Paul, he's, you know, like he's helping and playing a part. But it's easier now, if you know what I'm saying, that he understands what he's working with. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. He's a big homie for sure. He's always in my corner.
That's an interesting thing. Like, you can be really great at rapping, but then...
Yeah, exactly. It's like, it's a million people rapping.
I went through it.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, what is being good at rapping going to do? I remember, like, doing a show, and I was just rapping so fast. I'm like, yo, nobody cares. And that's like... And then I just like, I was like, okay, I got to change how I do this. Or, yeah.
That's funny. You just had that realization. And for you, you said you've been through that too, Royce.
Yeah. When I first got into the business, I thought it was just about how good you could rap. Yeah. You know what I mean? So
it's definitely not. Sometimes the best rappers can't make the best songs, really.
Exactly. And I realized that there were so many different facets to the skill set for me to pursue and just try to get better at. I just knew I wasn't really... Marshall literally grabbed me and threw me into the business. You know what I mean? Like, I was 20 years old. I didn't know how to make albums. I just knew how to rap really well at open mics.
Right.
You know, so all of my development took place in the process, right there in the moment, you know, right there in front of people in the public eye. So
you gotta love it, like being so young in the game like you were. You guys have had like your falling outs and then coming back together. Mm-hmm. And then
come on, Andrew, you know I'm a Cancer. Don't get emotional.
And look, you have a Grammy nominated album for best rap album. You know, that's a big deal. And y'all might be doing another project together.
You talking about me and Prem or me and Marshall?
Well, you and Marshall. I know you and Premier are.
Yeah, for sure. Me and Prem working on it's a joint thing that we do together called Prime. Mm-hmm. So we're working on the third installment right now. As far as me and Marshall, you know, all he has to do is just send me a text message, and I'm to the studio whenever he's ready. We pretty much just do that on his time, and he's always on some type of time. You know what I mean? Like, he's always on some sort of mission. I don't know what he's doing right now, but I know he's recording.
Yes.
A lot of stuff.
Yeah. That's good. Nassan, you want some? I know you've done stuff with Marshall before.
For sure. Yeah. He's sent me some stuff, but we're going to, you know what I'm saying?
And he heard this album?
I haven't played it for him yet. It's like, I'm very like picky as a creative. Like, I be wanting like my junk like perfect when I go play it for other like artists and musicians and stuff. And then let them like pick it apart and be like, yo, I think you should do this. You know what I'm saying? So, yep.
And then you also work with one of my guys, Icewear Bezo.
Yep,
you guys have a good rapport.
Yep.
How did that even start?
Man, it was So I made the song, Cullinan Gang. I made it random, just random at the crib. And I just threw it out. But then, you know what I'm saying, management and stuff, it was like, yo, this song is great. Let's, how about we, you know, reel in somebody that you cool with or got a rapport with. And then they're like, what about Vezo? And I was like, yo, you know what I'm saying? So we sent it to him. He sent it right back. Yeah, he did his thing too. Shout out Icewear.
Yeah,
that's the homie.
Yeah,
that's the homie right there. Yeah.
And listen, him and his wife, the Fresh and Pressed Juice Bar, yeah, was out there when I was in Detroit last time. I love that
they have the juice bar.
Same,
yeah,
same.
Yeah.
And how honest he is, and even his journey. Like we look at, look at you, Royce. Like not drinking no more, being healthy. You got your business together. How have things changed? I know we've talked about this before, but now it's been an even longer journey for you.
Yeah, I'm just I'm a little bit more adjusted to it now. You know what I mean? But everything in my life changed when I stopped drinking. You know, alcohol was like the common denominator. You know, once I removed that, everything kind of went into the form that it should have been to begin with. I mean, everything, even something as minute as driving home and not being pulled over by the police. No, I used to think that they were targeting me.
You like, no, I'm just drunk.
Yeah, they're pulling me over because I'm black, dog. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like,
not because I'm swerving.
Baseball cap, you know what I mean? It's like as soon as I stopped drinking and driving, I stopped even getting pulled over by the police.
You know what? Have you spoken to Obie Trice at all?
I haven't. Yeah. I haven't. But I bumped into him a couple times, but it wasn't an environment where we could really like kick it. So I haven't had a chance to really like kick it with him. But I've heard some things.
Right. Because I saw him on social media. I wasn't really sure what was going on, but I was like, I felt like somebody needed to reach out to him or something. Like,
I've gotten that feeling a couple times watching him. You know, that's a slippery uphill slope. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to step on toes or say anything that's going to offend anybody. And I certainly don't want to. I know how us as addicts, we get defensive when people come at us in any kind of way about our problems. You know what I mean? So if ever the opportunity for me to speak to him, if he ever, you know, if he ever feels the need to speak to somebody, I'm certainly somebody he can definitely reach out to. I'm always available for that. You know what I mean? That's like a big thing for me too, as well. Just not only being sober, but taking the steps through my sobriety, helping other people. You know what
I mean? Because you've been there, you know?
Yeah.
Are there people that you have to go double back and be like, you know what? You were right. Like,
And it's so tough to do because you don't want to seem like one of those people who got sober and now you coming from a place of judgment. You know what I mean? I'm sober now, so everybody need to get sober. You know, you got to kind of let them people do things on their own terms for a minute. And then when they ask you for your help, you know, that's when you come in with the good words.
Yeah,
you know
they have to be ready for that assistance. Yeah.
A lot of people who don't necessarily understand addiction, they think that people close to the addict can just fix them. Why don't y'all get him on the right track? Why don't y'all? Nothing anybody can do, but the person has to be ready first and foremost to stop. And then, you know, from there, great things can happen.
And Asan, for you, do you keep in touch with the members of D12?
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
A few of them. I recently was with Von and Swift. Bizarre. We'll text from here and there. I have a really good relationship with like Denai though. He helped a lot on my project actually. So yeah, I got a decent rapport with like some of the guys. Yeah.
Do you remember like what are some things you remember from your childhood from your father?
Man, I just remember like going to Jeepers like every weekend or like Chuck E. Cheese and like I remember jumping off my balcony too. Like we had like this 2-story house. And it's a den down there. He told me, like, never cross this line. Don't ever go in here. I don't know why black families be like, you know, don't sit on my
and
furniture.
They know you're going to do it. Yeah.
He seen me. We grabbed the nice pillows off the couch, threw them on the floor. And we jumping off the second floor into the off the balcony into the pillows, on their nice pillows. And he just walk in the front door. He look at me. He give me some money. He just leave. I'm like, yo. You know, just random stuff. Just a little random stuff.
What was the significance of the money?
I don't know.
Go buy something.
That sounds like proof.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
He probably just came from winning some money.
Yeah.
Like, break everybody off with some money.
He was a character, man.
Mm-hmm. Do you think, when did you realize that this is what you wanted to pursue?
Actually, like, man, my second time in eighth grade, I mean, I was a knucklehead, but like, just like freestyling on the back of the bus, like you know how they do on like Wild and Out, just like little one-liners. And every time it was my turn to go, like people would be super excited. I may not seem like it, but I'm like an egocentric dude. So like I'm a Leo, so I like getting my, you know what I'm saying? They'd be happy when I go. So it's feeling that feeling in like the eighth grade or whatever. I was just like, yo, I want to keep doing this. So I started making songs, and then I put a song out. Then like. I went to school with Yachty. I remember Yachty. He was like, we sat at the lunch table. He was like, bro, your song is hard. And I was like, really? Because everybody at school looked up to Yachty. He was always different. I was like, dang. So yeah, I just kept going. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have you and Yachty spoken since you started?
Actually, no. I don't even think he knows I still rap. I did some, and it might have rubbed him wrong. But I was just like,
always doing something?
I don't know. Like I was young and just.
What did you do? Dumb.
I got on Complex or something, and I DM'd it to him because I was still in high school. I was like, look at me. And he was like going up or whatever. He had already graduated. And he was like, he DM'd me. He was like, okay. I was like, I don't think he meant it like that.
Right. It's how you interpret it.
Yeah, he was like, I was like, you ain't do this in high school. And then it just turned into like this big, like random weirdness in our DM. But yeah. He cool though. I ain't mean nothing by it, Yachty.
Like, let me clear up all my beefs with everybody right now.
Yachty, I was tripping.
So, what do you think is like for you when you think about the plan as far as coming out? Because I know you're thinking about now the patience that you have to have, but also putting a project together, having some great people in your corner
sure.
who have been in this business for some time. Where do you see? What do you visualize for Nissan?
Man, I just really right now because I've always been a person that just like think one step at a time. It's like a big goal for sure. Like, just want to be a like super big artist and just known like almost like a Renaissance man because I do so many different things. Like Royce was saying, like I'm directing the video, I'm taking it home, then I'm editing it. It's like half of the beats I'm producing myself, recording myself, you know what I'm saying? And I just wanted to show kids, more so just like be a role model that like if there's a will, there's a way. And just like, just be yourself, man. It's like, I'm in here with like stickers on my face and stuff and like just weird stuff. You know what I'm saying? Just be yourself. Whatever you feel like doing, go do that, blah, blah, blah. So it's more so just like what I want to mean to the world. Mm-hmm. I just want to mean, you know, I want to set that example for kids who look at me.
And you grew up in Atlanta.
I did, yep.
So
yep.
When did you?
I went back to Detroit. So after my dad passed, I was like 7 years old, like 2006. We went down south. My grandma lived in Atlanta. So I moved back 2021 to Detroit. I was just like, man, because at this point in my life, I was like kind of like running from the idea and the fact of who my father was. I was weird about that because I feel like people would try to like neglect the credit and just be like, yo, you ain't do this, that. But then I realized like, yo, that's actually a gift. And a lot of people love my father. Mm-hmm. And it's home court advantage. And it's like, why neglect like the blessing that you were given? Like not everyone has that hand, you know what I'm saying? Or that blessing. So yeah, I came back in 2021 and just like linked up with these guys and it's been to my advantage, you know what I'm saying? I learned a lot from these guys.
Yeah, I think it's important to continue that legacy because Proof never got to
exactly
to really live up to his full potential.
Right, for sure.
You know, unfortunately, but he had it all.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And so now you're like, the next, do you feel like ever you get any type of like, I know sometimes it's weird, but like some signs or do you pay attention to things like
those
that?
Type things? Maybe not, but like, no, I definitely do. I feel like he's with me just like on this journey throughout the entire time. And I pulled over on the highway the other day, bro, and just cried, like just thinking about him because I just feel like he's so proud of me. And it's like, I'm trying to cry right now. Hold on, chill. If I cry, cut this out.
It's okay.
But, now I'm playing. Yeah.
Cut this off.
It's just like, cause I know, like you saying, like he didn't get to do a lot of the things I know he wanted to do. He did a lot, but like he had a solo career that he wanted to like blossom fully. And I feel like I'm kind of getting to like, I'm starting to live out that dream for him, like for us. So, yeah.
I remember he was really adamant about wanting to make sure he did it independently. So was thinking like, oh, I got this from this label to really prove that. Mm-hmm. When you think about being independent or signing, what are your thoughts on how you want to do it?
See, that's where I'm going to have to disagree with my man. So,
times have changed.
Yeah, exactly. I like having like a machine and label behind me. Like I said, I'm someone who deals with so many things on the creative front. I like the idea of just like having the business on the back end and then like they just setting things up and I just have to like show up and just be myself and mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? So yeah.
But paying attention to the business. But as long as you mm-hmm. have good people in your corner, you know, mm-hmm. they could tell you about all the mistakes they made. They can make sure you have everything.
Right.
I made them all.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you look back, Royce, at some of the things that you did, like what would you say are some of like, let's just say the three biggest mistakes you made.
The three biggest mistakes. Taking that first drink with Dr. Dre.
That was your first?
That's my magnum opus of mistakes.
That was your first drink?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, ma'am.
Dr. Dre?
Yes, ma'am. At 21 years old.
Do you know what you were? What were y'all drinking? Hennessy? Or I remember that.
Bacardi,
used to be...
Bacardi Straight.
Okay.
Bacardi Light or something? Is there a Bacardi Light? I don't know. Something Bacardi. Marshall had me drinking.
Okay.
So it was that drink. What's another classic one?
Balls Out.
Oh, thanks for reminding me of that.
What'd you do?
Probably
we want to hear that story.
Probably pulling out a rocket launcher on camera.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that was a big one.
That's fine.
Okay.
That one haunts me still to this day. Thank
fire.
You. I appreciate that. I need to hear some good things about my mishaps.
What happened that day?
Benzino.
Okay.
Benzino. He pulled out a big gun in a video clip toward me, so I pulled out an even bigger gun in a video clip toward him. That was so silly. But then what would you say is the third one, Kino? It's been so many.
Mm-hmm.
May I?
Yeah.
Sure. Where do you get a rocket launcher from?
Detroit, bro.
Yeah. May I interject?
The third one was if I can just group this act all together in one, like the infidelity,
mm-hmm.
like with me, like yeah. the way that I kind of came into the business and kind of did as the Romans do,
mm-hmm.
and I did a lot of things against my better judgment.
Right, it's the a lot of pressure when you. Yeah. It seems like it's normal
because you want to fit in
things, right?
Like the drink with Dr. Dre. I just said yes because I didn't want to say no.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like I wanted to drink, you know. So I never really been like the kind of guy who like chases women around. Mm-hmm. Like a bunch of, I never needed a whole bunch of women. And I certainly never liked the obligation or responsibility of having to micromanage all of these different people calling my phone.
Right.
Being demanding of my time. It was a very, very stressful, self-inflicted stress type of situation that I put myself into. And then on top of that, just the disloyalty to my wife, who right. I love very much.
I'm glad that y'all got that back on track even stronger, hopefully now.
I almost lost it.
Yeah, I remember. Mm. In a situation like that, does she still bring up things from the past? It's hard not to.
We finally got past the point of her doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But that drove me crazy, too. But that's one of the things that you got to go through.
Yeah. You got to just take the punches.
Because you can apologize, you know, which is great. That's a great thing. That's a noble thing. But that's mm-hmm. Step one. Those are just your words. Now, what about your actions? Your actions have to line up for a long enough period of time to where that thought isn't in her head anymore. And this is it's a process.
Right. And family matters a lot. Let me tell you.
Yeah. You don't realize it when you first come into the business. You know
somebody
what I mean?
That was with you through so much.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I like something that you said earlier, where it was just where you were talking about bringing your whole self across on camera.
Yeah.
Because I felt like I divided myself up into many different people to fit into different
things.
Frames. Yeah. You know what I mean? Instead of just being the same Royce the 5'9 all the time, no matter what room I walk into,
mm-hmm. yeah.
the same Ryan Montgomery. You know what I mean? I should be able to talk the same. I should be able to dress the same. I should be able to act the same. Like my behavior, my demeanor and everything should totally be applicable to any situation.
Right.
You know?
Listen, and Nissan, you said something in your On the Radar freestyle too. Wait, why are you looking like you so said
you,
it? What do you want
you
me to do?
Say? I feel like I know you finna say. Let me see.
Oh, about your falling out with your mom.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And over money,
right?
Things.
Yeah, I mean it gets stressful. I feel like being an entertainer. I think so many people have an expectation of you or like a perception of you that because I'm still in the early stages, so it's like man's ain't got it like that right now. You know what I'm saying? But like yeah, it's those things that, like, can create a wedge between, like, just relationships. You know what I'm saying? Like, one thing turned into another thing, miscommunication, and, like, yeah, eventually we fell out. But we've reconciled and, like, improved our relationship, though. Like,
that's good.
Yeah.
Did she hear that and was like, come on, son, like.
You know, it's crazy. She actually messaged me and was like, you think you could rap, huh? Like. Or was like, she was like, you think you sweet, huh? I was like, yeah, I'm all right. But she must have missed it or something. I don't know, but ooh. Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
She know where we at, so maybe that's what it was. She's not going for the negative, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. Man, yeah. It's amazing just to see the two of you here together. And so, mm-hmm. listen, 313 Day, I will be in the building at the Pistons game also.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to be wearing my new hoodie.
And
so thank
win
you for giving
game.
Me something to wear. I mean... Yeah, maybe. I don't want to, but it's going to be fun regardless.
Even if I got to get out there on the floor and play myself.
I feel like I need to borrow some jewelry for this game or something.
Oh, yeah. You're going to need
so
some.
So I could be on it.
He's probably going to be on the floor, right?
Yeah, you know that.
So. Yeah. You know, Detroit, nobody does it like Detroit in terms of just visual display of glitteriness.
Yeah.
I mean, this is going to be interesting to you, for you, Nissan, too, because now you have that Detroit side of you, that Atlanta side of you.
Yeah.
Those two things coming together is pretty interesting.
Yeah, bridging it be weird. It's like, because in a way, I feel like I grew up in Atlanta, so I know a lot about Atlanta, and I'm like learning a lot about Detroit now that I'm back and I'm older. So yeah, just like bridging those two things makes for a unique blend for sure. I don't know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Who has better food? Atlanta or Detroit?
It's hard. Okay, so look, I'm going to say this. I feel like Detroit is underrated when it comes to food. I will say that there's some amazing restaurants in Detroit, but Atlanta, you know, It's like a restaurant by restaurant basis. Like, there's places when I go to Atlanta, you know, I'm going, you know, to eat at certain places. But Detroit shows me a lot of love. And so I think after the game, have you been to Craig Cafe yet?
Mm-mm. Craig Cafe?
Yeah.
What's that?
Okay, look, we got to go there. You got it's like a speakeasy, and they have a secret, like, you have to have like a password to get to the back room, and it's huge when you get into the back of it.
Fire.
But yeah,
where's that?
I don't be knowing. I think it's on Jefferson. I gotta look it up for you guys. But after the game, we gotta have some fun. Shout out to my guy Prevail too, who opened up a club, Prive.
Yep.
Yeah.
We're gonna have some. We're gonna be outside.
Yeah.
On 313 day.
That place looks amazing.
Yeah, he put a lot of money in. He got like alligator skin. You got to see it.
Alligator skin?
Yeah, like on the chairs. That's like, what's going to happen when somebody stands on it?
He said that the decor was inspired by my studio.
Is that true?
Did he ever tell you that?
I don't know, but yes, he did.
I just have
his back.
You being serious? I'm wondering, is he just trying to blow my head up?
He probably was serious. I can't see him just making...
He initially asked me to do the interior design on it.
Okay.
He asked me to do it, and I was going to do it, and then I realized that it's too big of a task, so I hooked him up with Neffy. I hooked him up with Neffy Walker.
Neffy's actually designing my house in Brooklyn.
Okay. Yeah, so right, your house now is going to be amazing.
Yeah, it is. But I think they didn't end up working together because Prevail is on go mode, and he didn't give her, like, time to...
couldn't move. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, but she Detroit is, I feel like, so much opportunity and, like, so many amazing things, you know, that are happening there, so I think it's dope. How do you feel, like, having moved back and just...
It feels good. It's like, it's a lot different than Atlanta, but like being around these guys and just like seeing different things. It's like Detroit culture is a way different too to me. So I don't know. It's fire. I like it. I like it a lot. Don't kill me for this, but I'm starting to like it more than Atlanta. Like Detroit is cool.
Yeah. You can't have them, Vitty.
All right. Well, honestly, I appreciate you for coming through. And so the new album, Era 404,
April 25th.
Yes. That's set in stone. Who else is on it? I know you got a lot of it done.
We got, right now, I don't want to give away everything, but we got Baby Tron. Mm-hmm. I might have Royce on it.
Royce, come on.
We'll see when
he got to come through with that verse.
When the song.
I don't know. I might act funny. I don't know.
When the
How
song
much you
going to
charge him?
Come out.
I'm going to send him an invoice. I'm going to do the verse.
Yeah.
Let him get excited. Then I'm going to send him an invoice.
Yeah. Or it's on there. It's a few people on there. So, yeah. They're going to love it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And Royce, for people who want to work with you, like, can you just let us know who you're managing right now? Is Heaven also a label?
It's a label, but we're moving super slow with that. Right now, I'm just working more on the mentor guidance side. I'm also working with Courtney Bell.
Okay.
You may have heard of him. He's a young artist from Detroit. He signed to Monarch as well. I mean, I'm sorry, not as well. He signed to Monarch. He signed to Assemble Atlantic.
Okay.
I executive produced his album.
Mm-hmm.
So I like working in that capacity. Now, as far as the executive side, I'm not all the way sold on just diving all the way into that side of it, just because I still have aspirations as an artist myself.
Okay.
And I don't want to like...
You don't want to do both?
Yeah. I don't want to try to multitask in that way. Anytime previously that I've tried to multitask, I didn't really hit the mark that I wanted to hit. Mm-hmm. And I don't want, you know, like I don't want other people's careers intertwined with my inability to be able to, you know, do a whole bunch of things at once. I like diving into one thing and kind of like hyper-focusing on that until I hit my mark and then moving on to the next thing.
Yeah, so, Premier said you call him all hours of the night, like with ideas.
I'm in album mode.
Okay.
When I'm in album mode. So right now, this is the first time in the history of me and Preem working with each other that I've been up to my ear in Preem beats that I haven't even gotten to yet.
You got a Premier beat too?
I need one. You need slow.
You can't have any of mine.
All right.
But you know, maybe something might fit in the song better than, you know?
Yeah.
All right. Any other beefs you need to clear up, or are we good?
I'm playing. We good.
All right. Well, thank you both for joining me. I cannot wait to hear the full project. I will be with you on 313 Day, I'll see you there.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Thank you for having us, too.
Thank you.
Really appreciate the opportunity.
It's way up.
It's an honor.
it's Angela Yee, and I'm known for my love for travel. My friends in the U.S. Virgin Islands and I are inviting you to the gorgeous islands of St. Thomas, St. Croix, and St. John. From the amazing food to the warm hospitality, culture, and gorgeous beaches, USVI has everything you want in a destination, and no passport is needed when traveling from the U.S. Visit USVI.com to plan your next trip. I'm headed to Carnival in St. Thomas this May. I can't wait. Hope to see you there. USVI, naturally in a rhythm.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.